is Abraham Lincoln so famous?
Well, Tammy, one of our greatest presidents, Abraham Lincoln, was known as Honest Abe. He said what he believed with all of his heart, and when he felt something was wrong, he felt deeply about it. One such time happened when he was quite young. He was on a trip to New Orleans. There, for the very first time in his life, he saw human beings sold as slaves in the marketplace. These black slaves were of all ages, brought over from Africa, and they were put on the auction block and sold to the highest bidder. Sometimes the man buying them was kind, but often he was not. The sight of this slavery so upset and distressed Abe he could think of nothing else. And clenching his fist, he struck the table and said to a friend,
"If I ever get the chance, I'm going to hit that thing and hit it hard."
Years later, when he became president, he did hit slavery hard, and as a result, the slaves were freed in this country forever. Jesus is like that. He looked at the human race, a whole world of people, and saw us as slaves in bondage. Until he sets us free, we are slaves to sin. He saw we were lost, and he offered to leave heaven and come to earth and pay the price for us by dying on the cross for our sins, and came alive 3 days later. This is the only way he could buy us back.
Christ has redeemed us, bought us back. But our part is to realize God's great love for us. Believe on Jesus, repent of the wrong things we've done, and tell him we are sorry. You don't have to be a slave today, yet we are all under bondage to Satan until Christ sets us free. We have the choice as to which master we will serve. The Bible tells us what Satan offers. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus offers you everlasting life. God has loved you with an everlasting love. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus told us, "Lo, I am with you always." Will you ask him to be your Lord and Savior? Wouldn't you like to receive the Lord Jesus and his love today?